our visitors being with us in service this morning. If you consider yourself a visitor, we thank God that you're here. And if you know the Lord, if you've been saved, and if you know the Lord, and you have an experience of salvation, we encourage you to follow the Spirit of the Lord this morning, whatever He might lay upon your heart. My thought this morning, as I try to move on into this subject, I don't always title our subjects, but the Lord has given us a thought this week, and our thought, if we could title this subject, is, "What is it to you?" And that would be our title, is, "What is it to you?" And I've thought a lot about this subject this week, and the Lord has allowed us to meditate and study over some things, and I rarely make notes, but I did make a few notes this morning. But I want to think about, really, the Word of God. And I want to think about this morning, as our title said, "What is it to you?" And I want to think about those things this morning, and as the Lord might be our help. And I want to think about where we have come from and where we're going to. And I realize even in the day and time that we live in, there are a lot of folks that declare that the Word of God is outdated and that it does not apply anymore as far as even the day and time that we live in this morning. But I want to declare to you that the Word of God will stand when this world is on fire. And this morning I want you to understand that it is all truth. And God's Word is infallible, meaning that it is without error this morning, that it is perfect. I want you to understand something this morning, that this Word that we have here, as far as what I use and what I feel comfortable with this morning, is the King James Version Bible. And this morning, as far as I'm persuaded, and as far as what God would allow me to use, my friend, it's what I feel comfortable with. And as far as I'm concerned, it's all that I'll ever use. Now, this morning, I want you to understand a few things. What a person might use even in their own study at home, it may be different. I realize this morning that there's a few folks that may look at different translations and things of that nature, and for a learning sense, I don't have a problem with that. But my friend, when a man of God stands behind the book board, I've got confidence in the King James Version Bible. And that's what I plan to use. I believe that's what our church, as far as an old-time church, has adopted to use. I'm not sitting here this morning declaring to you that it's necessarily perfect. Brother Don Curtis years ago at Old Union taught on a subject called Difficult Scriptures. I encourage you at some time maybe to go look at those things this morning. But I want you to understand this morning I believe that's the best that we've got. That's what I believe. With the Lord being our help, I want to take for some reading very familiar scripture over here in Deuteronomy. Do pray for us in regards to her voice this morning. In Deuteronomy in the 8th chapter. What is it to you? I began to think about the Word of God and what it is to me, and how it has been a help to me, and how it continues to be a help to me. And not only me as a minister of the Word of God, but yet this morning as a child of God, if you will allow it to, it will be a help to you in your life. This morning I want to look over here in what it says in Deuteronomy in the 8th chapter. He says, in this book, in a sense of remembrance, he says, "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye shall live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God lead thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. He said, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doeth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doeth man live. And I want to stop there for a moment, and our thought being there in the end of this verse, he said that man doeth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doeth man live. And I want to stop there for a moment, and as you begin to look up what the word manna means in the Hebrew text, it means, what is it? And as the children of Israel had come out of Egypt, they had come out of bondage. The Bible says that they had been there enslaved to their taskmasters there in Egypt and had cried out, the Bible says, for some 400 years they had cried out. And we know there then the Scripture teaches us that the Lord had sent Moses, and we know there that he had went and made petitions unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh finally being willing to release the children of Israel, they made their journey headed towards the promised land. And yet they were only 2 months and 15 days into their journey, and they began to murmur within themselves, saying, we would have been better off had we had stayed in Egypt, there sitting around and eating of the flesh pot. If we was to die, it would have been, and I'm paraphrasing these things, but it would have been because of the Lord and because of the situation that we are in. And they began to cry out and murmur, the Bible says. Yet even all of these years they had declared that they would come up out of Egypt and be freed. But yet no sooner than they had been freed out of that bondage, they began to think within themselves, we would have been better off had we just stayed in Egypt. But my friend, there as they began to cry out, I want you to know this morning that God always provides a way. He told Moses there, he said, I'll send them manna. Manna in the Hebrew, as I said, as they began to look upon it there on the first day, they asked within themselves, what is it? My friend, this morning, as we look at our text, I want you to understand here what the writer is saying. Moses, he said that he had brought them to this place. He said that they might be humbled. This morning, I want you to understand something. If the Lord will help us, that if you're going to serve God, my friend, in the way and in the context that the Lord desires you to serve Him, it must come from a humbled heart. From a humbled heart. This morning, we must, as God's people, I'll tell you, even as a minister of the gospel and what God has called us out to do, I'm telling you this morning, there's times that I don't feel fit, nor do I feel worthy, but honey, I'm telling you this morning, that's what God has called us out to do, and we try in our very weak and effort way, but my friend, this morning, yet we must come from a humbled heart in what God has called us to do. When we enter into His house, when we come into our own homes, we have to see and understand who it is that we are serving. We sang that song this morning, How Great Thou Art. The one who spoke everything that we see into existence. I'm not telling you this morning, there are people who want to nick and pick apart the Scripture and say, well, I believe this part of it and I can believe this part of it. My friend, you best believe all of it. It's infallible. It's without error. And it's all truth. Beginning from Genesis all the way to Revelation and everything this morning that's in between. What is it to you this morning? Has the Word of God been a prophet to your life? Has it been something that you've nourished? Has it been something that you've applied not only to be hearers of the word, but to be doers of the word also? That it's something that you take and you apply it to your life. My friend, not only this morning is God willing to save you, but He wants to change your life. He wants to change every aspect of it. He wants to sanctify you and cleanse you and make you holy and fit for His service. That's something that's special to me. And it should be to each and every one of us as a child of God. He made a statement here. He said that I've done these things that it might humble you. My friend, this morning that God, He tests us sometimes and He puts us in a position to see whether we'll draw close to Him or that we will draw away from Him. No doubt these children of Israel had begun to murmur within themselves. And yet God had told them that He would send manna from heaven, that they might draw closer to Him, that they might follow His commandments, the things that He had laid out. He says, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know. He said they could not understand the way that God operates and works, for His ways are higher than our ways. My friend, this morning, as we sit back and I've heard people say, well, I don't understand why God has done this for me, or God has done that for me, or God has brought me from here and He is bringing me to this point, or I'm a whole lot closer in my journey as far as working with God than I was so many years ago. My friend, this morning, I want you to understand that God has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. And He desires that we might follow His commandments and His purpose, the things that He has laid out for us in our life. I don't know this morning what your job or responsibility is, but I'll tell you what the first and foremost desire of God's people should be. And my friend, I'll tell you this morning, there's times that I feel guilty because maybe I don't do near as good of a job as what I should have done in the past. And maybe I'd be a whole lot further along today had I been willing to adhere to it. But my friend, I can't go back and change those things. All we can do is move forward with what God has laid out before us. To study and to adhere to the Word of God. The Word of God. Years and years ago, people did not have the opportunity to have the Word of God at their mere fingertips. This book has made a long journey to make it to where it is now. And yet this morning, I want you to know, not only do we have it in a book form, but you can get on your phone and open up an app and it's right there accessible to you, that you can read it and understand it and go throughout your day reflecting upon God's Word. But yet I want you to understand, so many of us are wrapped up in our social life and Facebook. We've got our face in Facebook, but we don't have our face in the book. All of that stuff is going to go away one day after a while. Facebook has a great asset, and I'll tell you this morning, I think that it's a great opportunity for the Word of God to go out. Sure it is. But my friend, I want you to understand where that you'll gain the most, or as far as with me, where you'll gain the most out of your walk with God is in your personal study and in your personal conviction of studying out the Word of God and applying it to your life. You sit back and say, preacher, I'm struggling. I'm having a hard time keeping a relationship with God. I'm having a hard time walking close with Him. I'm having a hard time. I feel like I'm out here and you're hungered for something and you're thirsting for something and you don't know what it is, and you've been saved and you've been born again and regenerated and you're wondering what it is, and you go out in the world and you try to gain everything it is the world has to offer you, and yet at the end of the day, you're still hungered. And you're still thirsty as you can be. This right here will feed you. It will feed you. It will feed your soul. I know people today that use different translations. They say, well, I just don't understand the King James Version Bible. This language this morning is very poetic in its sense. I do not claim to stand before you today and to be a scholar of it. I'm still learning. It is not something that you can merely just open up and begin to read. I'm telling you, it takes prayer and supplication before you open the Word of God and begin to indulge upon His Word and what He says that He wants to apply it to your life. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit must lead you. I remember years ago when I began to study the Word of God, I thought, well, I'll read it like I would a book. That didn't work out too well for me. And maybe it does for some of you, and bless your heart, I'm glad it does, but it don't work that way for me. Before I get too awful far in the Word of God, I begin to see something, or I'll see a word, something that means something to me, and I'll be way over here looking at it and digging through it and studying it out and trying to figure out what thus saith the Lord. He said, and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that He might make thee known that man doeth not live by bread only, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doeth man live. I have had the opportunities in my life to sit down and to eat some meals of some folks. I heard a preaching brother of mine talk about his grandmother made the best strawberry pie he's ever ate. And he said, since then, other people's tried to attempt to make it. And he said, nowhere has he ever found a strawberry pie quite like that. My friend, I believe all of us have sat down and ate some things that have just been appeasing to our stomach and made us remember our grandparents and our loved ones and things that they have made through the years that seems like nobody else can even come close to making. But I'll tell you this, out of all the things that I have ever eaten, and of all the things that I have ever had the opportunity to sit down and indulge in, nothing is even comparable to the Word of God. When a man of God stands and he proclaims what it is the Lord has laid upon his heart, I'm like a child on the edge of his seat, drinking every last drop of it up, because it helps me. And it strengthens me for the battle that lies ahead. He said that man might not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Jesus over there in Matthew, and I want to look there, the Lord being our help. I want to look over in the 4th chapter this morning. He said, then Jesus, the 4th chapter of Matthew, do hold your place in Deuteronomy. He said, then Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came unto him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This morning I want you to know Jesus Christ, our Savior, was tempted, and tried and went through all the things just as every point, just as me and you was. But yet here is Satan come upon the scene, and after he had done been hungered 40 days and 40 nights there in the wilderness as he was led up there of the mountain, we know then that Satan come upon the scene. And my friend, this morning, it doesn't take very long for me and you to be hungered before Satan comes upon the scene. And all that the devil is wanting to happen in your life is for you to begin to doubt and mistrust where God is and where he has brought you to. And that's exactly where he was trying to get Jesus at this point. He wanted him to reason within himself. He said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be turned to bread. He wanted him to take every bit of trust and confidence that he had in God and to cast it away and trust within himself. But we know Jesus, he had confidence and trust in the Father, and yet he obligated himself to follow the Father's will. This morning, what is the will of the Father? That we not only live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. When he declares that, he talks of it as a wind blowing. Out of his mouth, that wind blowing. My friend, this morning the Holy Spirit will come and reveal his word to you. Do you remember the first time that he revealed his word to you? When you was lost and separated and dead in your sins and trespasses, and the Holy Spirit come upon the scene and he convicted you. You were dead in your sins and trespasses. Listen to me this morning. Romans tells us faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith, our growing walk with the Lord, it grows as we adhere to the word of God. It helps us. Not only does he feed us to sustain life as we journey and pilgrim along, but my friend, he wants us to indulge in it that he might open it up and reveal himself to us. Listen to me this morning, and honey, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but is Sunday morning preaching enough for you? Is it enough? What is this that the preacher declares? What is it to you? Has it been a profit to your life? Do you take it home and indulge in the word and open it up and apply it to your life? Listen to me. There's promises in here. There's promises that God has said, I'll be with you and I'll carry you and I'll walk with you. There is something in this book for every aspect of your life. You're young and looking for a helpmate, it's in here. You're in school, you're having a hard time, it's in here. You're married and having troubles, it's in here. You need financial aid, it's in here. Every aspect of our life and what God has laid out is in his word. Is Sunday morning enough? Sunday school, listen to me, I don't know if I've ever been as blessed to be around a group of people that know the Word of God and are indoctrinated and know what the Word says. And I'll tell you, I've got confidence in them. My friend, come and learn of them. Bring your children to Sunday school. Learn about the Lord. Teach them about the one that 'll help them in their life. Listen to me. We send our children to school, don't we, to gain an education. And there ain't a thing in the world wrong with an education. Those things are good. But I'll tell you what means more to me than anything this morning. I want my boys to know about Jesus. I want my boys to know about the Savior. I want them to know about the Creator of the world. I want them to know that when time comes and they see themselves lost and separated from God, they know who to call on. That's what's important to me. You want your children to have a fellowship of friends? Listen, get them here on Wednesday night. Let them fellowship with their friends and grow with one another, that when they go through things in life, they'll have somebody to lean on. I ain't trying to hurt your feelings this morning. But folks, I'm telling you, there's too many people when we go home that these old books are being laid up in the corners and they're collecting dust. There's too many. I'll get to it sometime this week. And before you know it, the end of the week's come. And before you know it, the end of the month's come. And you failed to open the Word of God. Listen to me this morning. This ain't what Brother Casey's trying to say. Listen, this is what God is trying to tell this morning. He said, man shall not live by bread alone. It might sustain your flesh, but my friend, if you want to have a walk with God, you've got to indulge in His Word. It's through and by His Word that He feeds you and nourishes you and prepares you for the battle that lies ahead. Without His Word, my friend, how are we able to resist the wiles of the devil unless we suit up with the whole armor of God? Listen to me. This manna that was sent down from heaven, this book has been sent down from heaven. He said that it was as wafers that tasted like honey. It was sweet to their lips. My friend, the Word of God, even though there's times that it troubles me and it makes me examine myself in this flesh that I'm in, just as Paul said, this old wretched man that I am. My friend, still it is sweet to my lips to sit down and to read and to study the Word of God. What is it to you? What is it to you? I remember when the Lord called me to preach. I didn't know. And I'm ashamed to tell you this, but it's just the truth of the matter. I didn't know but two books of the Bible. And what I mean by that, I knew two books of the Bible, I knowed what they's called. I know that there was a Genesis, and I knew and I'd heard about a book called Revelation. And you say, well, how in the world was you going to preach? I'm telling you by this, when a man wants to study, or a woman, or a child wants to learn about the Lord, He will open His Word up to you. And He will feed your soul. He will nourish you. When you truly want to know what it is that it means, I opened the Word of God, and my mother had purchased for me the King James Version Bible cassette on tape, and I laid in my floor. And I remember pushing play, and I got there to the first chapter of Matthew and was going through the genealogies, and I thought, Lord, if this whole thing's like this, I'm never going to survive. And the first sermon I ever preached was out of Matthew in the 4th chapter, what I read to you earlier. And I want to tell you this, it wasn't because I picked it. As I began to lay there in that bedroom floor, you know what happened? Lord began to knock on my heart. And He said, go tell them about it. Go tell them about me. And ever since then, I've been trying to dig and indulge in the Word of God. What is it to you? Is it sweetness to your lips as honeycomb? If it's sweetness to your lips as honeycomb, get your children to the house of the Lord where they can learn about it. You say, preacher, that's difficult stuff you're saying. I told you before this morning, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm just trying to tell you my conviction about it. Do you talk about God in your house? I'm not asking for a raise of hand. I'm talking about examine your life. You talk about the Lord. Yesterday I walked in from outside, and I'm not bragging on my children at all. Please don't take this the wrong way. But it surprised me. They didn't hear it from Daddy. Baylor was sitting up at the stool, eating a bite, and he was talking about the fiery furnace. He was talking about Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. And I thought, where did you hear about that? He heard it here. He heard it here. Those moments are little treasures that Daddy's laying up. Those are the kind of things that mean something to me. Those things mean something to me. Our children may grow up to be, right now, Baylor thinks he wants to be an astronaut. Daddy's all right with that. That's what he wants to do. But more than anything, I want him to know and have a relationship with God. I want him to study and indulge and feed off the Word of God. The Bible teaches us, I know it's been made mention to me several times, been talked about and discussed, as far as what the Scripture says over there in Timothy, that all Scripture is given. Well, let's just read that. I'm going to mess it up. He said, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And I absolutely 100% agree with that. Listen to me this morning. The Word is what we live by. It sustains us. It provides food for our nourishment. It's come from the mouth of the Lord. His Word. For God is the Word. And He was flesh, made flesh, that dwelt among us. Study. I'm talking to myself this morning. Study to learn more about Him. Every bit of this, everything, can relate to Jesus. It's either a type of shadow of His forthcoming, or we read about Him and His express image, whatever it is. And that's special to me. This morning, that'd be our message. I pray that it helped you. When I think about all the promises this morning that God has made in His book, and we can read about those things, man oftentimes will let you down in his promises. I'm just being honest with you. The Bible teaches us not to put our trust in man, but to put our confidence in the Lord. Man will let you down. I'll let you down somewhere along the way. I won't intend to, but I will. It used to mean something when a man would shake a hand. Used to mean something. He'd shake your hand. You knew that he was serious. It was an under-the-table understanding that he was promising something to you. It meant something. In today's day and time, that don't really mean much anymore. But when God makes a promise to you, God is not a liar. He is incapable of lying. His word is all truth. Let's adhere to what the word of God says. I encourage you, be a part of Sunday school. Be a part of Wednesday night services. Be a part of Sunday night services. Beyond that, take the word and study upon it and meditate on it and apply it to your life. And it will nourish your body. Brother Strode, if we could get a song this morning. I want to encourage you this morning, if you know the Lord, to follow him. Do what he might lay upon your heart. I've not come this morning to upset y'all, but it's truth. That's what the Bible says. As we stand and have a verse of song this morning, won't we stand?